A recent meeting of the University of California's Board of Regents, held on March 20th at UCLA, discussed a controversial political speech bill. The bill is called J1, and its official name is as follows, quote, Adoption of Regents' Policy on Public and Discretionary Statements by Academic Units, end quote. The bill underwent significant revisions since it was proposed on January 30th of this year. More on this later. As it currently stands as of March 2024, J1 opens with a reiteration of the UC system's commitment to protecting free speech and academic freedom. The bill then moves into addressing statements by academic units, which the UC describes as academic programs, schools, or colleges whose members have voting power in the Academic Senate, the voice of UC faculty. The issue of department political statements has been discussed by the Academic Senate's University Committee on Academic Freedom since at least May 2022, but discussions reignited following the UC Ethnic Studies faculty letter condemning the UC administration's response to the October 7th attacks. J1 focuses on discretionary statements, which are a subset of public statements. Discretionary statements are described in the bill as, quote, individual or group statements on political or controversial issues unrelated to the unit's day-to-day operations, end quote. The bill says that when these discretionary statements are uploaded to university-run websites, they are, quote, likely to be interpreted as the university's institutional views, rather than the views of an individual or group, end quote. Therefore, J1 seeks to establish a policy on the use of university websites. It proposes the main homepages of academic units' websites should only be used for that unit's, quote, official business, and not to express the personal or collective opinions of unit members, end quote. The bill notes that expressing these opinions on the websites are permitted if it is not on the homepage and if it includes a disclaimer that the views do not represent the official views of the university or of the unit, unless they were unanimously agreed upon. Individual faculty members' university webpages or social media posts would not be subject to these restrictions. J1 would also require academic units themselves to establish responsibilities when issuing discretionary statements. These responsibilities include requiring the affirmation disclaimer and requiring the adoption of measures that would protect an academic unit's members, quote, from pressure to speak and from misrepresentation, end quote. UC Divest, a cross-campus coalition seeking divestment from defense contractors, denounced J1, which they called, quote, a clear form of censorship and a blatant attempt to repress organizing in solidarity with Palestine, end quote. UC Divest says the bill's original language was changed to the current policy after pressure from the public. The original draft said, quote, the official channels of communication, including the main landing pages of websites, should not be used for purposes of publicly expressing personal or collective opinions, as other means of publicly conveying such options are available, end quote. UC Berkeley law professor and former chair of the UC Academic Freedom Committee, Ty Alper, denounced the policy in an op-ed for CalMatters. Alper explained that the original draft was prompted after the UC Ethnic Studies faculty wrote an open letter criticizing the UC's statements on the October 7th attacks. According to the letter, the UC, quote, grossly decontextualized the structure of destruction of over 75 years of settler colonialism and apartheid, end quote. UC Regent Jay Schurz called the letter, quote, appalling and repugnant and rife with falsehoods about Israel, end quote. Citing a, quote, abuse of the websites and lack of a designed policy in place, end quote, he then pushed this original draft that would have banned faculty opinions outright on university-run websites. As a reminder, the current draft would allow faculty opinions on websites if they're not on the homepage and if they include a disclaimer. At the recent UC Regents meeting, several felt the bill still needed further revision, including UCI English professor and Academic Senate Chair James Steintrager, who said the changes were hastily made and who worried about the policy's implementation and enforcement. UCLA grad student and UC student regent Merhawi Tesfai said it would be difficult to determine what would be considered a discretionary statement. Ultimately, the regents moved to consider voting on the bill at the next meeting, which will be held from May 14th to May 16th at UC Merced. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi.